I think for one of the most exciting things to happen in the last 10 years is the ability for to use technology to actually see what's going on in the brains of people who've become ill, especially with psychiatric type disorders. So these are the disorders that we broadly describe as neuropsychiatric disorders. So for the very first time, we've got the technology to see which parts of the brain are doing what. And also then, once we know that, we can then go on to see which parts of the brain are not working properly. And that previously wasn't possible, because in the past what we've had to do is wait for somebody to die and then have a look at their brain, and by looking at the brain see that one bit of the brain doesn't seem to be working properly, and try and work backwards to say this was the problem that they had and this is the brain region that wasn't working properly, therefore that bit of brain must be doing this. So we're in an extremely fortunate position now by using these technologies like MEG machines, and you can go and look that up on Google, or functional MRI machines. We can actually look at brain activity in healthy living people and use that to try and educate ourselves as to what goes wrong in patients who develop neuropsychiatric disorders.